Welcome, everybody, to another episode of Froggy the Gator, your favorite kids podcast. I'm Harrison, and I'm the creator of Froggy the Gator, and I'm grateful you're here listening to our show today. And today's episode was inspired by a couple of our listeners, actually, and I'll talk more about that in a minute. But first, I want to make an important correction to the joke from our episode titled The Crocodilian Cup. Because in that episode, I read a joke from one of our listeners, James, who is 4 years old, and I messed up the punchline. So you can go back to that episode and see how I messed it up, and I'll say the real joke, the correct joke, right now. So this is from James, and James says, "What is a cloud's favorite podcast? What is a cloud's favorite podcast?" And the correct answer is Froggy the Gator. A great pun, which I missed when I read it originally. Froggy the Gator. Thank you, James. Even funnier than the version I read on the other episode, which is already a 10 out of 10. So this must be what? A 15 out of 10? A 20 out of 10? And I also want to read a joke from my 3-year-old son, who has been working on this joke for a while and asking me to put it in the show. So here goes his joke. Are you ready? You get 2-for-1 jokes today, so that's pretty lucky. So here's my son's joke. What does a cow like to eat? What does a cow like to eat? And the answer is, what does a cow like to eat? Yucky mac and cheese. Yucky mac and cheese. There you go. That's what a cow likes to eat, yucky mac and cheese. So there you go. 2 jokes for today. You are very welcome for that. And today's story idea comes from a couple of our listeners named Cyrus and Ruby. And it's a great episode because it's all about something that's really important. And that is keeping your teeth clean and healthy. So today was like any other day in Gator Grove. It was quiet. In fact, you might say it was too quiet. And Froggy knew there was something he must have been forgetting that morning because things seemed so calm and settled. And his concerns were confirmed when Daddy the Gator walked into the living room where Froggy was reading a book, and he said, "Okay, son, it's time. Are you ready to hop in the car? Let's go see the dentist." Oh my gosh, Froggy thought to himself, that's right. I have a dentist appointment today. Now, Froggy had been to the dentist plenty of times before. We've even made an episode about a trip to the dentist, which you can scroll and listen to. It's called The Dentist's Den. And Froggy knew that his dentist, Dr. Moeller, was actually a good guy and a friend who just wanted Froggy's teeth to be healthy, even though Froggy had imagined him as kind of a big, scary robot guy when he went to visit him the first time. But there was still something that made Froggy a little bit nervous about going to the dentist. Maybe it was the noises in the office, maybe it was his worry that he might have a cavity, but whatever the case, Froggy gathered his courage and got in the car with Daddy the Gator. When they walked into Dr. Moeller's office, Froggy immediately began imagining things that made the mundane office seem much more spectacular. And mundane means kind of boring or bland or just really regular. He immediately began imagining things that made the mundane office seem much more spectacular. What do we have here? Froggy thought to himself as he walked up to a big life-size figure of a tooth with a smiling face holding a toothbrush. "Well, hello, Mr. Tooth," Froggy said to the tooth. "I've never noticed you at the office before." And in Froggy's mind, the strange, tall tooth figurine responded. "Hello, Froggy. My name is Toothy Bobby, and I'm glad you're here. I'll be your guide in the dentist's office today. Are you ready for your appointment?" Yeah, Froggy said curiously. He didn't expect to be led around the dentist's office by a life-size tooth, but stranger things had happened to Froggy before, so he just went along with it. "Okay," Toothy Bobby said, "let's begin." And they walked through the door toward the examination rooms, and immediately the entire place turned into one big, huge mouth, big enough to walk around in. "Look around you, Froggy," Toothy Bobby said. "This is what the inside of your mouth looks like. As you can see, there are lots of teeth in here, and there are lots of places on your teeth that are hard to see when you're just looking in the mirror." Froggy looked around at the huge, toothy mouth he now found himself in. "Wow," he said to Toothy Bobby, "I've never seen my own teeth up this close." "That's what I'm here for," Toothy Bobby said. "Now, if you'll look, you'll see here on your front teeth, we see that they're looking pretty clean. I can tell you do a good job of brushing these. Keep up the great work." And Froggy examined his front teeth and saw that there was no plaque, or no food particles, or really anything concerning about those teeth. "But," Toothy Bobby said, "one of the main things kids need to think about, and really one of the main things everybody needs to think about when they're brushing their teeth, are your teeth in the back. Those are the ones that are tricky to reach. So let's go take a look." But just as they were about to start their journey toward the back teeth in Froggy's mouth, he heard a loud sound, like a wind gushing past him. "Oh no," Toothy Bobby said. The mouth is opening, and that usually means we have to watch out for the floss string. Quick, follow me," Toothy Bobby said. And just then, a huge piece of floss came whooshing past them, like a giant jump rope or a stringy saw, back and forth through the teeth in Froggy's mouth. "Quick, jump like me," Toothy Bobby said, as he expertly jumped over the swinging floss, doing flips and barrel rolls and looking really agile and cool. Froggy did his own jumps over the floss, and he even did a cool somersault on the tongue to make it under the floss during one of its passes. Soon, they were past the threat from the floss, and they'd arrived at Froggy's molars. "These are the teeth way at the back of your mouth, Froggy," Toothy Bobby said. "And as you can see on this one here, we have what you would call a cavity." "Oh no," Froggy said. "I have a cavity? How can that be? I brush my teeth so carefully. I even floss every day with my dad. This is horrible. What does it mean? And what do I have to do to get rid of it?" "Well," said Toothy Bobby, "first of all, while we do try to avoid cavities, they're also a part of life. Just over half of kids your age will wind up with a cavity at some point in their baby teeth. So it's pretty common, and you shouldn't feel too bad about yourself." "Oh," said Froggy. "Well, thanks for telling me that. That does make me feel a little bit better. But does this mean I have to get the cavity filled?" "That's right," Toothy Bobby said. "But don't worry, because that's also really normal. And most kids find that it doesn't hurt one bit." And just then, Froggy snapped back to reality. He was in Dr. Moeller's chair, and he looked above him, and he saw the smiling face of Dr. Moeller, who was leaning back and taking off his gloves. "How do you feel, Froggy? See? That wasn't so bad," Dr. Moeller said. "We got that cavity all filled up." "Wow," Froggy said. "That's it?" He felt really good, actually. His mouth was a little bit numb, but that was it. "Now," Dr. Moeller said, "what are you gonna do to make sure we don't have to fill any more of those cavities the next time you come in?" And Froggy thought back to his friend Toothy Bobby. He wanted to make Toothy Bobby proud. He wanted to make Dr. Moeller proud. And most importantly, he wanted to make himself proud. "Well, I'm gonna make sure I floss and brush every single day," Froggy said. "Twice a day, even. And even though I love sweet foods like my mom's cookies and ice cream and stuff like that, I'm going to make sure that I always brush extra carefully after I eat them." "That sounds great," Dr. Moeller said, and Froggy walked out to the lobby with his dad, confident and proud that he'd gotten his cavity filled, and he knew what he needed to do to make sure he didn't get any more. The end.